credo.
In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and God, amen.
Arise, O you children of the light, let us praise the Lord of hosts, that he may grant us the salvation of our souls.
Whenever we stand before you in the flesh,
cast away from our minds the slumber of sleep.
Grant us sobriety, O Lord, that we may know how to stand before you at times of prayer.
And ascribe unto you the befitting glorification and win the forgiveness of our many sins. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
Behold, bless the Lord, O you servants of the Lord. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
You stand in the house of the Lord, in the courts of the house of our God. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
By night, lift up your hands, O you saints, and bless the Lord. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
Lord, bless you from Zion, whom you have heaven and earth. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
Let my cry come near before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
My supplication come before you, deliver me according to your word. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
My lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
I shall speak of your words, for abundance of righteousness. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
Let your hand become my health, for I have chosen your precepts. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
I offer your salvation, O Lord, and your laws my delight. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
Let my soul live, and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help me. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
I have gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
Now and ever, and to the ages of the ages. Amen. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
Glory to the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. From now and unto the age of all ages. Amen. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
Glory be to you, O good one, lover of mankind. Glory be to your mother, the Virgin, and all your saints. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
Glory be to you, O only begotten one, O Holy Trinity, have mercy upon us. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
Arise, and let all his enemies be scattered, and all that hate his holy name flee from before his face. Glory be to you, O lover of mankind.
As for your people, let them be blessed 1,000,000-fold and 10,000,000-fold, doing your will.
O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall show forth your praise.
Saying, let us sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously.
The horse and its rider he has torn into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation.
He is my God, and I will glorify him. My Father's God, and I will exalt him.
The Lord is a man of war, the Lord is his name. Fierce chariots and his army he has cast into the sea.
His chosen captains also drown in the Red Sea.
The death hath covered them, they sank to the bottom like a stone.
Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces.
And in the greatness of your excellence, you have overthrown those who rose against you. You sent forth your wrath, they consumed them like a bowl.
And with the blast of your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright like a heap, and the depths concealed in the heart of the sea. sank like lead in the mighty waters.
Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorified in mercies and amazing in glory, performing wonders?
You stretched out your right hand, the earth swallowed them. You, in your mercy, have led forth that people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation.
The people will hear your face, sorrows in of
then the chiefs of Edom will be dismayed. The mighty men of Moab trembling will take hold of them.
All the inhabitants of Canaan will melt away. Fear and trouble will fall on them.
By the greatness of your arm, they will be as still as a stone. Till your people pass over, O Lord, till your people pass over whom you have purchased.
You will bring them in and plant them in the mountain. In the place over which you have made for your own dwelling.
Your sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established, the Lord shall reign forever and ever.
For the horses and their own, and with his chariots and his horsemen into the sea.
And the Lord brought back the waters of the sea on them, but the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. Answered them, saying,
Let us sing to the Lord, we have triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider, he has thrown into the sea. Let us sing to the Lord, we have triumphed gloriously.
Yeah.
Does anyone know this tune, like, yeah? Oh, really? Oh, okay. Let's do it.
You wanna do it?
If you guys want to do it. No? Okay. Or whatever you guys want to do. What do you want to do? No. We don't need to do the one.
We can just read it.
With us, with the waters, the sea split, and the very deep. Became a walkway, the hidden earth.
princes and all judges of the earth.
Both young men and maidens, alleluia, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, alleluia,
for his name alone is exalted.
His glory is above the earth and heaven, alleluia, and he has exalted the horn of his people.
The praise of Alleluia, the children of Israel, the people near unto him.
Alleluia, 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 sing unto the Lord a new song. Alleluia, and his praise in the congregation of the saints.
Let Israel rejoice in their Maker. Alleluia, let the children of Zion be joyful in their King.
Let them praise his name in the chorus, alleluia. Let them sing praises unto him with timbrel and harp.
For the Lord takes pleasure in his people, alleluia. He will raise the meek with salvation.
Let the saints be joyful in glory, alleluia. Let them sing aloud on their lips.
Let the high praises of God be in their mouths, alleluia, and a two-edged sword in their hands.
Execute vengeance on the nations, alleluia, and a punishment on the people.
To bind their kings with chains, alleluia, and their nobles with fetters of iron.
To execute on the lariat in judgment, alleluia. This honor have all his saints.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. Praise God in all his saints. Alleluia. Praise him from the firmament of his power. Alleluia. Praise him for his mighty acts, alleluia. Praise him according to the multitudes of his greatness, alleluia.
Praise him
with the sound of the trumpet, alleluia. Praise him with psaltery and harp, alleluia. Praise him with strings and organs, alleluia.
Praise him with
praise him upon the cymbals of joy. first day of the week, seeking earnestly the resurrection of the Lord, she saw the angel sitting on the stone, proclaiming, saying, he is risen, he is not here.
Wherefore we glorify him, proclaiming and saying, blessed are you, O my Lord Jesus, for you have risen and saved us.
Scepter of faith, ask our good Savior, whom you gave birth to deliver us from these hardships and settle his peace upon us. Salvation of the world, because of you we were liberated from Eden's curse.
Also because of you we became the temple of the Holy Spirit,
who came on you and sanctified
you.
Hail to whom Gabriel pronounced, saying, hail to you, full of grace, the Lord is with you.
For God's pleasure is in your pregnancy, and the appearance of the Son was in your womb.
The Holy Spirit fill you all, your spirit and your body, O Mary the Theotokos.
We also celebrate a spiritual
communing with King David, saying, arise, O Lord, to your place of rest in your holy temple, which is you, O Mary. We ask you to remember us, O our faithful advocate, Jesus Christ, that he may forgive us our sins. Hail to you, O Lord. Oh, it's not
that so long. That one.
So, skip. Skip this one.
It's more of like figuring it out.
Yeah.
Is it just like following everyone?
Yeah,
I think it's very educational.
who shall stand up on your right? And in your awesome
here where I am, I do not know you. Rather, may we be worthy to hear your tender voice, which is full of joy, proclaiming and saying, come on to me, O blessed of my Father, and inherit the life that endures forever.
All the martyrs shall come bearing their afflictions, and the righteous shall come bearing all their virtues.
Our Son of God shall also come in his Father's glory to reward everyone according to his works.
O Christ, the Logos of the Father, and the only begotten God, grant us your peace, which is full of every joy.
As you have given to your holy apostles, likewise say unto us, my peace I give unto you.
My peace which I have taken from my Father, I leave unto you from now and forever.
Angel of this day, flying up flies to the same, remember us before the Lord, that he may forgive us our sins.
The sick, O Lord, heal them, those who slept, repose them, and all brethren in distress, help us, my Lord, and all of them.
May God bless us, let us bless his holy name, and may his praise continually be always upon our lips.
Blessed be the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, the perfect Trinity. We worship him and